In early July, as rivers crested their banks across the state, many people feared for their homes, crops, and land, but others were happy their land was flooding. Around Vermont, conserved floodplains protected downstream villages and infrastructure, and experts say will be needed in the future. But, as Vermont Public's Leah Chen reports, protecting land and providing enough housing in the state will also be a critical balancing act.
This whole space here is just like wherever we think, you know, we could probably mark where the high water mark was. That's like this was all, we'd be like underwater right now.
Aaron DeVries stands on the north branch of the Winooski River in Worcester off of Route 12. She is the conservation director for the Vermont River Conservancy, a nonprofit that works to protect rivers and land across the state. Ferns and willow trees dot the riverbank. The field behind her is full of lush, green vegetation. This is a floodplain, and floodplains are crucial to slowing rain-swollen rivers like we saw during the floods in July. This field is about 7 miles from Montpelier, and while the capital city was hit hard by this summer's flooding, it could have been a lot worse. The water here was upwards of 4 feet deep, but since it had a place to go here, that meant it wasn't rushing downstream towards homes and businesses.
So, you know, having these floodplains to allow the water to settle down, to go and spread out, is really important for those, that infrastructure and those businesses. And
floodplains serve many purposes. They provide habitat for plants and animals, but water and sediment storage are the two key ones. And they help us. Water storage protects communities and infrastructure. Sediment storage keeps dirt and debris out of farmland. The floodplain DeVries is standing in is under something called a conservation easement. That means the landowner has signed away the development rights and agreed to use it solely for conservation purposes. Organizations like the Vermont River Conservancy work with landowners to educate and maintain their easements. In Northfield, Joe Zuaro owns almost 17 acres of land along the Dog River. With the River Conservancy, he conserves an 8.5-acre easement.
What we gained is this big, huge basin here that fills with water when there's a flood. And I think that's what helped, you know, prevent it from going up further.
Zuaro's property on the river is 0.5 mile from the village of Northfield. And when the July floods came, his easement helped to prevent the downtown from damages.
This is the biggest secret in Northfield. Nobody knows how much good it's doing.
There are certain restrictions Zuaro has to follow. He can't put permanent structures close to the river, like solar panels, and he can't mow right up to the river banks. But he says he wishes he had conserved his land sooner.
We were so ignorant about it. When we first moved here in 1984, you know, we felt, well, we want a big field here, so mow as close to the river as possible, you know. But we wish we hadn't done that. We wish we had created a buffer.
And even when Zuaro and his family decide to sell their property, the land will always be protected. Easements earn perpetuity and always belong to the land. Conservation of natural spaces got a lot of attention in the latest legislative session. In June, Governor Scott allowed the Biodiversity Act to become law, which calls for the conservation of 30% of Vermont's land by 2030 and 50% by 2050. Amy Sheldon is a representative from Middlebury and chair of the House Energy and Environment Committee. She says the law will help in protecting the floodplains Zuaro and DeVries are working to conserve.
Benefits we'll see from that actually, right in front of everyone's mind right now is the enhanced flood protection that forests and river corridors and wetlands and all of those areas will provide for human communities.
But there's one problem. The more we conserve land, the less space there is for housing, something in dire need throughout the state. And finding that balance between conservation and housing is challenging, but necessary. Trey Martin is with the Vermont Housing and Conservation Board, an organization that works to strengthen Vermont's housing capacity and balance the need for conservation. He says when we think about building more housing, we need to make sure it's not in harm's way.
But I think we need to be looking in the places that don't have those special natural or environmental values. And that includes thinking about homes or infrastructure that are in floodplains currently that might have to be relocated.
And once housing is out of flood-prone areas, we need to make sure it's accessible to the rest of our communities and the environmental burdens and responsibilities are shared equally. Back in Worcester, Aaron DeVries with the Vermont River Conservancy says one solution could be looking for land for housing upstream from floodplains. The state has detailed maps that show where Vermont's rivers are prone to flooding.
And if we look at those plans and those maps and we kind of just see it as like, this is the river lands and the river needs this in order to prevent flooding downstream communities. We'll just keep it at that. And then we just move up and see what space we have.
And in the face of climate change and future natural disasters, protecting floodplains will serve to help protect not only ourselves, but all the places we call home. For Vermont Public, I'm Leah Chen.